Christian O'Connell.
What's that you've got in your hand there?
That's the mackerel.
And what have you put around the outside of it?
It's white sliced bread, flattened with a rolling pin.
Paul has made bread-crusted mackerel with rhubarb sauce and an apple, radish and frise salad.
Paul, I've got to say, I think it's a really pretty dish.
Oh, thanks.
Smoky, very strong flavour of mackerel going into sour, sharp rhubarb, and then refreshing crisp apple and a little tiny pepperiness coming from your radish. I think it's beautiful.
Saturday morning on 5 Live with Christian O'Connell.
Lindsay, thank you very much. We have taken my dad's red button cherry. That didn't sound right, but he's now watching us on his brand new 42-inch TV. Can we wave to Marvel?
It works.
It worked. We have one red button viewer.
Hello, Mr. O'Connell.
OK, on the line now, you heard him in action there. He's one of the judges on MasterChef, foolishly praising someone for making what I can only describe as an unnecessary and unwelcome mackerel sandwich.
It looked all right, that, though. It didn't sound good when we heard it just then.
Does it work on the radio, the mackerel sandwich?
Quite tasty.
Good morning, John Turode.
Good morning.
Mackerel sandwich, are you sure about that, John? I know you're Australian over there, maybe it's OK, but are you sure?
It is interesting how it translates on the radio. Yeah, the idea of a slab of mackerel. Because it's a nice fillet of mackerel, not cooked, slapped between bread.
Yeah. Flattened with a rolling pin.
Hey, listen, James, thanks for talking to us at the... John, thanks for talking to us at the weekend. The first two episodes went out then. Some people sort of a bit upset with some of the changes. I thought it was pretty good. Are you happy with them?
I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. I'm really, really excited about this one. And I think, you know, it's fair that some people are a bit upset about it because, you know, there's been a change and a lot of people don't like change. But, you know, starting, you know, from next week, that's it. We're back into a proper competition. And I think one of the things that people were worried about was we lost in MasterChef what's called the Great Invention Test, where we give them a set of ingredients and we say to them, you know, cook us a dish. But that's the biggest invention test the world's ever seen on Wednesday night. So, you know, I think it's just been a fantastic start. So yeah, no, it's great. Really, really good. Some really good cooks, and now they've cooked their own dishes, we know their benchmark.
The thing is, it's such a big show. I think it's always high praise for any show when actually you get people saying, I'm slightly upset. And there are many things in this big world right now to be upset about. I'm slightly upset to some minor changes to the format of MasterChef. I think it's praise to the show. I mean, and also you've moved to a big slot now. Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, is the Apprentice slot. So, you know, it's always been a big show, but now it's big time, isn't it?
Well, I think, you know, for us it's been a real, you know, a flattery in its own way. Of course, you know, I myself have got a little bit sort of worried about it on Thursday when we woke up and saw some of the newspapers saying that, you know, oh, what have they done? What have they done to our show? But you're right. I think what I really love, Christian, is that a cookery show has divided the nation.
Yeah, it's great.
It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. You know, at the end of the day, we are a cookery show, and, you know, we find ourselves a great cook. But what's also wonderful is we've got so many loyal followers. I just think it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Now, so, please.
Yeah, roll on.
And now, the relationship between you and Greg, that strikes me as very much the Lennon and McCartney of cookery. Uneasy. It looks uneasy at times. It bristles with tension. Oh, there must be big fallouts, surely. I mean, you're both passionate and enthusiastic about food.
Yeah, well, I think there's lots and lots of big fallouts and decent arguments. That's always going to happen because we're our own opinion. And I think there's also that sort of, you know, that strange, weird relationship where you work with somebody all the time that, you know, you have that closeness, that bond, like you have with your people.
My
you
people.
They are beginning to kind of play on the bromance between Greg and John, yeah. I think. It's becoming a bit like moonlighting. I wonder whether in the final series...
They?
Yeah, they'll finally get together.
I quite like that bit of bromance, although, you know, the idea of suddenly, you know, seeing myself on television being kissed by Greg Wallace is sort of
I think
uneasy.
On the red button, it might be part of some of the format changes to the show.
From now on, that if they get through, he kisses me on the cheek, and if they don't get through, maybe he doesn't.
How do you get through the differences, though? Do you have to sort of have quiet time?
I think they fight it out, don't you?
we try not to argue, but, I mean, you've got to sort of step aside sometimes, and one of his eyes would go back down. If I see a little tear or a glimmer of, you know, sadness in Greg's eye, I sort of step back down and don't worry about it, and I won't argue anymore.
What was the biggest argument you had? What was the real one that you remember that really split opinion sharply on somebody?
The biggest one we've really ever had was over Thomasina Myers, the first winner of MasterChef, and
yeah.
We literally had about 3.5 or 4 hours out of the studio. We wouldn't talk to each other before we made our decision.
Fantastic. And then who